This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Lisa Mattress. Get deep rest for everybody. Get up to $160 off a Lisa mattress at lisa.com/MMA with code MMA. Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60. Surfshark VPN, get private access to the open internet. Get 83% off with code MMA. CBD Distillery, get 5% off with code CBDGW. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. With the new peppermint, oil bars, and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 417.
417!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
My greatest MMA show, my fans, for our fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Cheers, Kimosabi.
Sure, what's going on?
Nothing. I feel like we need to clank.
Okay.
We've been hanging out for a couple hours.
Something like that.
Cheers.
Talking this and that and a couple other things. Hey, I forgot to tell you, I took my dog to the vet today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just like a normal checkup. They're looking at her teeth and stuff. And then they say they want to do the poop test. Like, we just threw out the poop before we came. So they said now they give a box. There's a mail-in kit. So I'm like, you're going to tell me I can put dog poop in a box, mail it to someone, and that shit's legal now?
I thought you weren't allowed to mail feces or body parts.
That's what I thought.
I don't know how is this possible.
And some people don't appreciate my humor because I thought that was hilarious. The fucking lady's looking at me like I'm retarded. And then I tell them, we're talking about putting her under to get the teeth done clean, because they're getting kind of fucked up. She's almost 10. And then she's also got some weird growth on her back, so it's kind of a huge wart. And they're talking about, hey, if we put her out to do the teeth, we can knock that thing off, too.
Biopsy it or take it out?
Both. They said more than likely it's non-cancerous based on location. So I said, that's fine. I just really, I don't like fucking petting it. I want it gone for cosmetic reasons.
Oh, wow.
You want they laughed at that one, but like I'm a fucking asshole. I don't know.
Yeah. You have a strange dog. She's so loving, yet like a fucking killer.
Yeah. So,
like, if she loves you, she's like
Dr.
a big
Jekyll,
baby.
Mr.
But
Hyde.
Otherwise, it's death. It's just instant kill.
Yeah.
It's the best.
So they had to take her out to do the blood. I said, are you sure you can fucking take her into the special room to do this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, she fucking hates other dogs. We're going to have a problem. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to deal with that. So, got that going on.
She's okay, though?
Yeah.
Other than
we'll get all the blood tests. She's just been a little bit off, so.
Okay.
I don't know if I should mention the other thing that happened today. Went to a store. I went shopping.
Oh, you could.
I don't know if I should mention that.
Up to you.
Let's move right along.
All right.
So, at Bellator this weekend, Ego.
Cha-ching.
Don't get too enthused. They shit the bed. They shit the bed hard.
I couldn't watch it. I don't have any way to watch it.
Fucking bastards. Let's start with Matt Mitrione versus Sergey Kartanov.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. He was a little off target at one point.
Slightly off target. Slightly off target. Uh-huh. First shot, squaw in the ball sack.
Yes.
Kartanov goes down.
Oh, yeah, he got hit pretty solid.
I don't understand Russian, but I imagine it's, if it was German, I imagine it was this. Scheiße! Scheiße!
Oh, yeah, right in the junk.
Fucking assholes.
It's not good, man. Straight, just foot, full bore, right to the balls.
It's so brutal, and the fight has to go to a no contest.
What was he aiming for? I would like
his
to know.
His balls. I mean, the weird thing was, so Mitrione is sponsored by some kind of ball wash company. Oh, so before the fight, he tweeted out, after last night and this morning, head over to ballwash.com to clean up y'all's dirty balls. So I'm wondering, is this a marketing ploy? Did he kick him in the balls on purpose because of this fucking sponsor?
Did he get a lot of money? It's
possible. I don't know.
So, clean shaven or hairy balls? What do you say? What do you say, Matt?
I'm just wondering. Is this just a marketing ploy? I think this is a marketing ploy.
It probably is. I thought we have a sponsor.
You son of a bitch! I know what you're doing. You son of a bitch! I'm playing into your games this week. I'm following you down this rabbit hole. Give me like another beer. Maybe.
Oh,
but what else do I want to say about that? Oh, they said he had to go to the hospital twice. So he went once.
Kartanov?
Yeah, he went once. came back, had to go back again because he was in so much pain. He said he got kicked so hard it gave him fucking hemorrhoids. He got hemorrhoids.
No way.
Yes.
How do you get hemorrhoids from getting kicked in
the
nuts?
I don't know. Somehow he did it.
Sounds fishy.
Might be Russian.
Huh?
Might be a Russian.
Could be from all the...
I don't know, dude.
Hey, man.
That's tough.
Could you imagine? Maybe he likes pegging.
I don't know what you're talking about. Moving right along. Bellator 216. That was Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So Saturday night. Then it's weird that they do a back-to-back scenario.
That was confusing. I thought they were the same event, actually.
Yeah.
When I was looking at the advertising for
it. Right. What the fuck? These announcers? Let me just say that. Can you guys lay off the goddamn cocaine? Because everything... You have Jay Glazer, you have Chael Sonnen, you have Josh Thompson on the desk, and they are all so fucking hyped up, they can't even talk. They're all, oh my god, there's just this fight, we're talking fight, oh my god, fight, 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 let's suck each
other's
cock.
They're all super yoked.
Yeah.
Glazer, remember how big he was?
Yeah, I know.
Just like,
and, but these guys are just out of their minds. You don't have to be on 13, we can be on 8 and be okay. You guys are the fucking analysts.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not cage side, but they're right. Just out of their mind, over the top. I need them dialed down. And then we go to, there's three fights. There's Chuck Congo versus this Russian guy, boring ass fight. And guess what happens in the first round of Chuck Congo fight?
Injury?
Knee to the groin. Classic Chuck Congo, right? How many times do you think he's done that? I don't even know if it's
about
been totaled out, but almost a given for every
Quite
fight.
Quite a lot.
Boring fight, a lot of inaction. Chuck Congo ends up getting a decision win. He basically just rallied at the end of 15 seconds of the couple of the rounds and then gets a win. Give or take. It could have gone either way. I don't think anybody gives a fuck. The darkness wins, Ingo.
Yes.
The darkness.
The darkness. Is that his new name?
That's his nickname.
Nice.
Not racist. And he had Krokop versus Roy Nelson. Another fucking snoozer.
Oh.
And Krokop was jacked. I'll post a picture.
He looked yoked.
Holy fuck. He did. He's on everything. I love it.
It's okay. They're not testing.
No, and it's fine. Because this was on an Indian reservation, I think.
Oh.
It was in the Mohegan Sun or something.
American
Casino?
Indian or like
whatever.
Indian?
Which one do you want?
I don't know.
Which one's better?
They're both equally good.
Okay, fair enough. You don't have to be
one is hairier than the other. You know Ooh. What I'm saying.
Okay. You're intriguing me right now.
Uh-huh.
So, Krokop's plan seemed to be push Roy Nelson against the cage for uppercuts,
mm-hmm.
and Roy Nelson's plan was try to get takedowns and be unsuccessful.
Ah.
So it was a super boring fight. Krokop gets the decision win, and then afterwards, apparently Krokop posted some shit in Croatian. Isn't that his native land?
Yes.
And I think it got translated to this. It
Hence
says,
the Krokop.
What? I don't understand. The Croatian sensation, like Pat Miletic? The crow.
Croatian cop, crow cop.
I thought it was like a blackbird, like the crow.
No, crow, C-R-O, cop.
Gotcha.
Because he's a cop in Croatia, hence crow cop.
I don't know. So here's what they said. Apparently, this is all Mirko, crow cop, Croatian cop, if you will.
Thank you.
Hey, one point tonight. So he said, Nelson claimed crow cop was greasing.
Oh, really?
And the commission had to check him out. And then there was...
Did they feel his balls?
Of course.
Were they clean?
Ball wash.
Were they ball Matt Mitrione. Washed by...
you don't want Matt Mitrione fucking you up.
He's all like scrubbing his
balls. Washing your balls. They still there.
It's like, no, really, this is good stuff. Let me just show you.
This is terrible. This is terrible. And then there was a rumor of Roy Nelson having some sort of weapon, so the police had to check him out. And then
in the cage?
I don't know, maybe.
What?
And then Krokop was saying in one of the clinches that Roy Nelson bit his finger.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe he thought he was having sex. He's all like, oh.
I don't know.
Sexy with your clean balls.
It could be. I don't know what the deal was. It just fucked up all around.
Sounds strange.
Terrible fight.
Maybe he was hungry. You know, he didn't eat enough dinner.
Well, I could see. Yeah. Roy Nelson being hungry.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like, try that.
It reminds me of the Bears. He's like, Dicka, bowl of sausage.
Uh-huh.
Dick sausage.
Crow cup sausage.
What's those crow cup fingers?
Oh,
I get it.
Juicy.
And then we go to the main event. Of fucking MVP versus Paul Daly.
I saw highlights.
Should be action-packed, right?
Nope.
Fucking Striker versus Striker. Power versus technique and distance. We get the first round. Goddamn dance. Maybe 8 strikes thrown. Paul Daly trying to avoid a fight. Like, I've never seen a guy try to avoid a fight. Oh, what fight was that? The Rock Hammer.
Ah.
Almost Caleb Starnes versus Nate Quarry.
Good memory.
He was Caleb Starnes in his approach to this fight.
Okay.
Second round. Paul Daly, Johnny Fitch with the takedowns. And let me just tell you, the takedown defense at MVP was fucking horrible, and that guy's going to have huge problems going forward.
Oh, yeah.
If Paul Daly can land shitty-ass takedowns on you...
He has been exposed.
You are going to struggle.
Maybe he was tired.
Well, for all the shit Paul Daly talked, you thought he would stand and bang it out, but he had no interest in having any kind of fight. So disappointing. Don't want to see that. So now we're going to have MVP who won the decision. He's going to fight Douglas Lima here in...
Chicago at the end of
May 11th.
May 11th, yeah.
And then I think Chandler and Pitbull are headlining that. So.
There's also a weekend I have my children, man. I'm fucked.
Like every weekend there's fights, he's got his kids. Sucks. It's tough.
It's terrible. Well, it's good and it's bad.
Right. It's tough.
I love my kids, but I love fighting. So it's
I love them, but you know, I'm probably leaving them home sometimes. I'm just saying.
They're not old
I'm
enough.
Probably getting
for that.
A fucking babysitter and a half. Just saying.
That's an idea I've had. Maybe I should just get saying. A babysitter. Does she have large breasts?
I don't know what your kids want.
It's not about the... It's about when daddy comes home.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's really two jobs in my house. There's the babysitting job, and then there's the daddy job. You've got to have, like, both. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Can I hire this kind of babysitter?
You can hire any kind you want.
He's like, what is he talking about?
Some of them don't wear pants.
This is what happens when I don't eat, and then I have a beer. This is what happens.
This is all good. So let's get to the UFC. So
thank
Bellator
you.
Shit the bed. Not the best weekend. It could have been really good with all the fights they had lined up. Didn't work out. UFC and ESPN.
I'm excited about this.
What about the significance? Let's start with the fucking. Now we have a legitimate sports channel, right? You have ESPN. The first fight that's going to go out to fucking all the casual fans out there. And here we go. Is that pretty significant?
I would say it's solid.
Yeah. And then
I have a complaint.
Go ahead.
So, as you know, ESPN Plus has been active for, what, a month, month and a half?
Yeah.
And we love that. Well, I should say I loved it. As of this weekend, I no longer like it because there's one problem.
What's that?
I don't have cable TV. I have internet. I have ESPN Plus service. I did not know that if I have ESPN Plus streaming, I cannot watch ESPN streaming. To me, that's fucking confusing.
Yeah, because I'll equate this to HBO Go. Can't you buy HBO Go
and you get
watch
everything.
Whatever the fuck is on the
everything.
Channel?
But ESPN is not that way. It appears there are two different things. So, and by definition, the plus means you should have everything ESPN has plus
right.
more.
Because aren't you buying the service? For whatever it
yes.
is, or just charge a dollar more, whatever it is, so you can watch all the
can't.
Fucking content.
I tried to click
that
on the fight.
So
it's
stupid.
There. I saw it and it says, "Sorry, not you. Do not have a
yeah.
subscription
did the same
or
thing
whatever."
To me, and then I had to log in through my
Xfinity.
Yeah,
yeah. That is some bullshit. ESPN, seriously, that makes ESPN Plus to me not worth it.
Well, all the other services like DAZN and. Fuck Fight Pass, like every time you signed up you got all the fights. This
yes.
is the first time, and I don't want to rag on them a lot, but the fucking commercials between rounds, you're killing us. And there's no ass cam on the ring card girls. I think that's my bigger
problem.
Come on,
do they have boob cam?
No, they got rid of like all that shit. They're trying to cut the ring card girls out 100%.
That's a horrible tragedy.
So fuck, I don't know where to start besides that.
Should we talk about the main event?
Well, I wanted to say three fighters missed weight, so that was kind of
weird.
Three
fighters?
Yeah.
Well. Okay.
The crowd was real fickle. They're booing at weird times. When the women are fighting, you hear the crowd going bananas. They start doing a wave during
nice.
The women fight during the main event or the main cards. Holy shit, man. But I will say this. I didn't hear any wooing, and thank you for not wooing. I think if you woo at a MMA fight,
kill yourself.
You're an asshole.
Kill yourself.
Woo, that kind of thing. Woo.
Oh, I fuck.
It's
annoying.
That happened at the Bellator fights.
Yes.
Please stop that, whoever's doing that. So,
it's one guy, literally.
let me run through the three other events or three other fights before we get to the main event. So we had this Barbarina. I'm going to butcher this other guy. I don't know. IUK, whatever it was, fight of the year.
Seriously?
Yes. And I'm going to forget that by December. So
but right now.
Somebody log that one. They just stood there and beat the fuck out of each other for three rounds. And Barbarina is winning. And if it goes to a decision, he's going to win the entire fight. 10 seconds left. He gets finished.
Oh,
loses the fight.
So sad.
But man, they just, this is one of those. Barbarina was kind of like Chris Lieben. He just gave up his head the whole fight and just said, fuck you, punch me in the head. I'm like, keep coming at you. You can't stop me.
Yeah.
And holy shit, they beat it. It was a fucking war. I loved it. They said there was 300 significant strikes landed in this fight.
Wow.
So just literally beating the piss out of each other for three rounds. Awesome. Then we move to Paul Felder versus Jason Vick. Another solid fight. Felder, lots of the calf kicks, and he almost was able to finish the fight with the calf kicks because Vick was so fucked up, he had to keep switching his stance. Mm-hmm. Felder gets the win by decision. In the process, in the third round, Felder got kicked in the midsection, collapsed one of his lungs.
Oh, wow.
And finished the fight.
Holy shit.
It was fucked up.
Tough as hell, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then he said he wants to fight the winner of Barboza versus Gaethje, and he prefers Gaethje.
Okay, wow.
Oh, man. I love it.
Crazy,
love it.
Crazy, crazy fight.
Cron Gracie. Oh, Jesus Christ. I know he murders. Cron Gracie.
Okay.
Or Crone. I want to call him Cron. Cron something.
I like Cron.
Cron.
The Chronic.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sweet.
Cron, so, the Chronic.
Versus Alex Caceres. So, first off, I'll show a goddamn billy goat in the cage with Alex. What was this?
Got a billy goat in there? What's happening?
I don't know. That guy. That happened. And then how do we get a guy that has 26 fights versus a guy who has 4 fights? How do we sanction that?
Well, Cron wanted somebody more
experienced sure, but
than even him. And they're like, nah, let's start here. But it's interesting that that happened. But what does it say about Alex Caceres?
He got tooled.
He did, and he has a lot of experience, and you know.
Or what does that say about Cron's fucking jiu-jitsu skills?
It's pretty
right?
top notch.
Closed the distance with strikes, got the clinch, got the takedown, got the rear naked choke. Fucking
quick.
Snap, man.
Yeah.
Couldn't ask for a better debut, and I will just say it's cool to see this second generation, or I don't even, second generation of Gracie in the octagon and getting a win. And I don't know what you do with a guy like that. Like, do you rush him?
No.
Or do you ease him in? Because this is 5 fights.
Well, he's got some huge shoes to fill, too.
Right.
Which is good for him for withstanding that pressure that he's got on. You know, it's like the way of the world. It's like Michael Jordan's kid, basically.
Yeah.
If he was going to play basketball, which apparently he does. But
right.
Whatever. But he's actually making it happen. And I think you keep easing him in. Slowly give him a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. You can't just throw him to the wolves.
Well, do you go top 10 fighter with him? Because
where was Caceres? Like 15, 14?
I don't think he was ranked, but I'll just say Ricardo Lamas is ranked number 10.
That might be too much.
You think? Too soon.
I don't know. That's a lot of striking. That's
it's
a lot of striking.
Tough,
that's
but
tough.
When you're looking at that high level of jiu-jitsu, I don't know what to do, and I think you're right. I think you ease this guy in.
Slowly.
Because fuck, man, that name and the lineage.
But the striking looked a little...
He had power. Of course, it's not going to be as crisp. He's using striking to get the takedown, right? Because then the question is, it's the Damian Maia problem. What happens when you don't get the takedown?
Good point. But there was a point where Damian actually had pretty solid striking against the competition he was facing, and that changed. I know that, against Woodley, that wasn't the case. Obviously, more athletic guy. We didn't let him get the takedown.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's a good question. If someone's going to stuff... So, you got a solid striker with good takedown defense, that could be a
always
big
fucks
problem.
Up the jiu-jitsu guys,
problem.
Man. You always see that. Like, oh, man, if you don't get the takedown...
You're done.
You're going to have a long day and a hard day at that.
And I feel like, that might be tough. Our Chicago boy might give him a really rough time.
Yeah.
So
maybe a little lower down on the total pole. So, side note about Cron and Hickson. So when my brother lives in California, I thought the story was that Horion lived above him, because there was a day that my brother was saying he'd hear all these fucking kids grappling and going crazy, and he's like, you know what, I'm gonna go upstairs and fucking take care of this and silence this. So he goes upstairs, bangs on the door. My brother's a big guy, he's like 6'4", 250, so, and was doing all this amateur boxing, blah, blah, blah. So goes up there, bangs on the door, and fucking Hickson answers the door. It's fucking Hickson.
Oh, wow.
The kids grappling are Cron and I think the other kids that he had.
Wow.
And then my brother's like, shit. Because hey. He knows, like, we're in the fighting circle at that point, yeah. Right? You know, he's doing shit. And so, like, we've watched all the UFCs. He knows who fucking Cron is. So he's like, what can I help you with, my friend? You know? Uh-huh. I'm like, kids, allow. Nothing.
I'm good.
Yeah. Like, that's fucking crazy, because I thought the story was it was Horion that lived above him. It was okay. Fucking Hickson.
Hickson, okay.
And then I had lived there, and I didn't even know, because I was there for 3 months. I didn't know fucking Hickson was living in the unit
awesome.
Above. That's crazy. But then that's where, like, I got to train with the Machados for the summer.
Ooh.
And at that point, I didn't really know who they were. So I'm, like, training one-on-ones with John. I'm having other sessions with John Jock. And this is the difference between the jiu-jitsu I learned in 94 mm-hmm. versus the sport jiu-jitsu in the 2010s, where they're teaching it on a strict self-defense basis of you're using your striking to close the distance, get the takedown, here's mount, now here's elbows to feed people. And let me tell you, in 94, if you had a basis of jiu-jitsu, fucking street fighting got so easy it was ridiculous, because nobody knew what the fuck you were doing. You're choking fools out, people are turning blue, skulls are getting caved in.
Not now.
No, I wouldn't want any part of it, but back in the day it was a lot of fun. Moving right along.
Okay,
main event, Ingo, Cain Velasquez, Francis Ngannou. Can I give you the setup quickly before
sure.
we talk about it?
Please.
So we've really put the curse on this Cain Velasquez guy, right?
By we, meaning you.
Well, I picked him to win the fight because I didn't want him to win, because I never pick his fights, right? Mm-hmm. And then I also sent a tweet out, and I think we talked about this one 2 weeks prior to this, where I said, man, I sure hope there isn't a curse on Kane. First card on Fox, KO'd in the first round. First card on ESPN? I don't know. Eat it, you son of a bitch! And I say that with all due respect.
Yeah, but, he got smoked.
What the hell happened?
Well, okay, there's a lot of uproar around what actually happened.
Yeah.
Here's what I saw.
Go ahead.
He ate a nice right uppercut that buckled his ass, and in the process, a la Crow Cop, he fucked up his knee.
Are you reading my fucking notes here?
No. Is that what you said?
Remember when Gonzaga head kicked Crow
Cop? His knee.
And then Crow Cop blew out his knee in similar circumstances.
Very similar, very
exact
similar.
Exact same scenario, and I don't know why everyone, and even Kane himself in the post-fight press conference is like, oh, man, my knee blew out. It wasn't the strike and blah, blah, blah. Like, shut the fuck up. You got uppercutted, and then you got even more unconscious when he hammer-fisted
you.
Yeah,
you got shut off
for
a second.
He got so deaded.
He dropped like a bag of potatoes.
Yes, straight down, and then both legs blew out.
Yep.
And then people are trying to look at the pre-fight open workout and say, oh, he slipped and blew his knee out, and then he stopped. No, he just slipped. He didn't blow his fucking knee out. And if he did, it's the goddamn leg extension presses I'm putting up right here with his retarded trainer. Max effort, max, 700 pounds.
It's unfortunate, but, you know.
Well, what was his game plan anyway? He threw three kicks half-acidly.
Why didn't he try and take him down?
Yeah, I think he did try to, because he was trying to, I saw that arm going down, but he was getting, like, forearmed in the throat and pushed off in the throat.
Too much power, too much strength.
And let me ask you, like, what did you think about the physique of Kane?
You know, I have a hard time remembering what he used to look like, but
it's been 3 years and a day.
He seemed different somehow.
Yeah, he looked way off. His skin looked disgusting. Something was off, almost disease-like in his approach to this fight.
Disease-like.
I'm just, I don't know. Well, I want to post pictures, but the skin, it's almost like there's an alien inside of Cain Velasquez.
Ooh, like Men in Black?
What was the... Yeah, thank you. Edgar, someone's wearing the fucking Cain Velasquez skin. It does not look right. Something is way off with his body.
I'm looking it up right now.
And I almost feel like he's on a retirement tour right now.
Just trying to collect that paper?
He knows he's done fighting, and he's just kind of showing up. Because the three lazy kicks he threw, I didn't like that. I didn't like his approach in the walkout. He just seemed too happy. Didn't seem focused. So...
Does he have a ball sack sponsorship as well?
I don't know.
It's a cleanse your balls. Maybe it's a knee sponsorship, like a orthopedic kind of thing.
There was no ball play, though.
Oh, so sad.
But...
Was there any fisting?
Always, Ingo. If there isn't, you're not living your life.
Thank you.
So, if he does continue to fight, who do we do next for Kane?
Roy Nelson!
Get him out of Bellator.
No, Kane goes to Bellator.
No, Kane to Bellator.
Well,
I don't think we're losing anything.
No.
Letting him go.
You don't think they'll let him go? They'll let him go.
No, I'm saying I don't think the UFC loses anything by letting him go. Because I just don't see him coming back to any. My opinion is he's a shell of his former self. He's already retired and he's just showing up for a paycheck.
I think he redo the Brock Lesnar fight.
Well, I was going to ask, do you think Brock beats him now? This Fuck version of Kane?
Yes, for sure.
I agree.
Fuck yes. And I like that fight. We want that one back.
Damn right. That was bullshit. And Kane will be doing the spinny shit.
Yeah.
Looking like a goofy bitch. Yeah. A clown, if you will. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, my computer just went all topside on me. Mm-hmm. I had another question to ask you.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'm working on it. Working on it. So what do you do next for Ngannou? Because Dana White was saying DC has a fight lined up. Cormier is still injured. I think I want to see him fight DC. I think that makes the most sense. I think Ngannou is calling out DC. He's saying, fuck it, I'll fight Stipe if I have to. He's not afraid right now. I mean, he looks back to form, right?
Yes, you know, he
destroys Curtis Blaydes early. In round one, does the same thing to Kane.
I think he's ready for a title shot. Give that man his title shot.
Yeah, and he's talking shit to DC. He's like, come avenge your teammate's loss. Come get it. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah,
that's smart. A tough fight. Who do you favor? Ngannou and Cormier?
Cormier beats him still.
Maybe.
That athleticism and wrestling will
that uppercut.
Yeah.
He keeps getting people.
He does. He's pretty crafty with that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck. And I was wondering, too, what if you did Prime Uberim versus Ngannou? Because I know the first time you had Shell, it's almost like he keeps fighting shells of former awesome guys. Because Prime Kane versus him might be a different story. Prime Uberim versus Ngannou.
Oof. When he used to be 30 pounds heavier.
And was aggressive as fuck, only went forward, knew no going back.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
I like that matchup.
Sweet.
Simon.
Moving right along.
Two?
Whatever. What do you got? Anything?
Well, breaking news. Kelvin Gastelum versus Israel Adesanya. Set to fight at UFC 236 for the interim title. Bout, whatever you want to call it. That's happening April 13th, 2019.
Thoughts? That's a quick turnaround.
You like that? They recycle that shit pretty quick. Boom.
I don't like the interim belt. I think this is stupid, but that's what the UFC loves to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they didn't have anything in place, so they're just kind of trying to jam thing in. So he literally just fought like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we're in, what, the beginning of February, and he's fighting in April, so 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. I mean, I like the fight. I like Israel's chances. I just don't like the fast turnaround, and I think an interim belt is stupid right now. Like, what are you gaining by? What's the point of the interim?
I don't know. I'm lost.
Whitaker's supposed to be coming right back, so why couldn't just be a title eliminator?
Maybe he won't.
And make it a 5-round.
Maybe they know something.
So he's dead.
They know something we don't know. Your laptop is doing strange things.
Oh my god!
Must be all the porn you're surfing. What happened? You lost your...
I lost everything. Like, everything.
You lost everything. Down. Literally, all the porn that was there is gone. It's okay. I will talk for days. Let me...
I can get it back.
You can get it right back?
Kind of.
Let me show you something interesting while you're at it. Matt?
Yes?
I've been playing it wrong my whole life.
What's that?
Here you go.
Yeah, that's my knowledge.
Did you see that?
That's, yeah, fuck yeah. I got two knowledges.
I have actually like five knowledges, but that one's solid. I'm gonna bring that back later.
I don't know if this is the smartest thing, but you know, he didn't even register but more than 250. That weak ass bitch.
I know.
Well, you could have ran harder.
You can't lead with your head. You know, I found when we were doing that thing, you don't need to be moving a lot. You get your hips in, you can be right up there like Bruce Lee, that shit.
That's
boom!
Right.
900.
950.
You got a pretty high score, I think. You beat me by quite a bit on that thing.
I don't think I could hit it anymore.
No.
I probably could. Well, I like they used to do it
I can
at
hit
the,
it, all right.
Damn, right. I remember doing it at a carnival once, like that fucking punching machine.
Hitting it, like at a carnival?
Yeah, like, take it, machine!
Okay.
I hit it hard!
That's dirty, man.
But I had
punched. Did you have the caramel apple? You were like,
yeah, like, fucking eat it.
We back to face that way.
Yeah,
face that way. Yo, eat the caramel apple.
Like you're a horse. You know, eat your feeder
wow.
bag.
It's getting raunchy up in here. I like it though.
But I'd hit the machine so hard that people got scared and walked away. Like, I think we should go now. Like, I can't do that anymore. Anyway.
Okay.
Apparently, according to Ariel Helwani, Artem Lobov has signed a 3-fight, 6-figure deal with the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Good for him.
And he's going to debut against former UFC fighter Jason Knight. And it says he's also going to get pay-per-view points.
Wow.
And he can sign with MMA promotion as well. So
how come they're giving him all this leeway? Is he that exciting to...
Well, they keep marketing him as Conor McGregor's training partner. Conor McGregor? Conor McGregor might show up and watch him fight?
He's not coming.
He might.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't he jump over the Bellator? One of his friends was fighting and the shit went down. And he jumped in the cage. So there's
it's good, to be friends with famous people.
Right. And that's why he threw the dolly at Nurmagomedov was because of Artem Lobov.
The Dalai Lama?
Yes. The Dalai Lama.
Right through the window.
Buddhism.
Buddhist ass. Take it right through the window.
Is he Buddha? Buddhism?
He's the Buddhism. Buddhism.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who else would you like to see fight in a bare knuckle fighting championship?
Anybody? Bare knuckle fighting championship?
Let's see. Got Nate Diaz in there. Yeah. Just maybe.
Nate Diaz. I would like to see Donald Cowboy Cerrone.
Okay.
That'd be solid. I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of. I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of John Jones, maybe. That might be interesting.
Mark Hunt?
Mark Hunt.
But Roy Nelson.
Roy Nelson. Okay. The list is long.
And established. Yeah. And Bare Knuckle seems to be the one that's going to be around. The other one that came up that Bashrutin was involved in, and then the fucking fighters got paid, which I don't understand, because I thought if you're going to fight somewhere, you got to put your money somewhere. And then something happens, and then money comes out, and fighters get paid. And big bags of cash and cocaine.
Okay. Sure, Matt.
MMA Fighting reporting this one. It said Scott Coker says Bellator won't let Wanderlei Silva fight again without complete clearance from brain specialists. Don't we do this normally?
No.
They
don't. That makes
sense. Shouldn't we do this?
It's expensive.
But I know, but
that's a good plan though for him. He just got done talking about brain damage and how
is this a cover your ass or we actually care about the fighters?
Same thing remember when Mark Hunt started that whole nonsense.
And then they pulled him from the fight.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, he sued and fucking, you know, he was suing the UFC. I think that's the next thing. Let's tag into that right now. So Luke Thomas tweeted this out about Mark Hunt and his lawsuit against the UFC. Said Mark Hunt argued that he never consented to fight a doping opponent. And this, oh Jesus Christ, vitiated consent made the bout tantamount to battery. Jesus Christ with his words. This must be legal speak. The court disagreed and found that athletes in MMA implicitly consent to fight doping opponents as it is an inherent risk of the sport.
Ooh.
So you fighting, you're pretty much saying you understand that the other fighter is going to be on some shit.
Yes.
Why are we drug testing?
Because we have to.
Why? Well, they're just a court of law just said you are knowing you're stepping in there and you're probably going to fight someone all geared up.
Yeah, well, if they catch them, a lot of times they don't catch them. I think that's the point. They're on the good shit.
Oh, they only test people for tainted supplements.
Yes.
John Jones.
Mm-hmm. John Jones with his trace amounts of whatever the hell.
Picograms. Fuck that shit.
Nanograms.
And they just tested CM Punk, by the way. Oh, yeah? He's still in the pool.
Okay. Swimming?
Yeah. Got any other stuff?
I got knowledge, but no other news.
All right. You see, I don't want to promote these guys, but they got some cool shit. Hayabusa came out with a Marvel line of training gear.
No.
Looks, they got some,
oh, that's fucking awesome.
I fucking dig these Captain America boxing
gloves.
Those
are pretty bad.
Iron Man, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Punisher.
Ooh, Punisher. That's solid. They got a Punisher rash guard? I'd be down for that.
So they got some cool shit.
The Punisher hash guard for your hash browns.
Whatever.
Put some ketchup on those bitches. Eat hash browns?
Yes.
You put ketchup on them?
Sometimes. Depends how
sans fructose
corn syrup I am in the morning. That was a good hangover food.
Oh, yeah.
Here's some PVZ BTE.
Oh, nice. Man, she's getting more swole every day.
Yep.
Why is she so huge?
I don't know. She looks about 180 right there. And I could live with that. She's 4'2".
4'2". You know, I don't mind a woman with a little bit of, like, to her, but...
That's right.
So at some point, it becomes a little too much. She might be near that point right now with the way she's looking.
You're just like Chris Cyborg, too much.
That's too much.
Ken Sangano?
Oh, that's good. That's solid.
All right.
I like a little jiggle with my firmness. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It can't be all firm.
Right.
A little jiggle.
You don't want to be touching a man.
No, you smack, saying. It can't be just rock. It's got to be a little roll, too. You know
okay.
What I'm saying?
Fair enough. It goes to Tweet a Week. You ready?
I'm ready.
We were just talking about Kat Zingano. She said, USADA gave me a T-shirt for peeing and bleeding clean over 25 times in a row. I'm concerned about bleeding clean. Mm. That doesn't sound right. I don't know.
I like it.
That's one.
It's dirty.
Step two is a four-parter.
Oh, wow.
We have Ben Askren. He says, hey, UFC, when are you going to take the time to put a picture in this placeholder so it's the standard Robbie Lawler versus blank guy? Mm-hmm. UFC responds, says, fixed it. Robbie Lawler versus bushy hair blank Ben Askren. So, follow-up exchange. Ben Askren, hey, UFC, don't get lazy. It looks like you have some more work to do. And it's the website picture of Robbie Lawler versus Ben Askren and the blacked out Ben Askren. So, UFC replies, true. Forgot to add the loss we gave you yesterday. Fixed it. So they made his record 18-1 from that fucking previous tweet. Mm-hmm. Like, man, they're being savage and I love it.
They are.
Fucking, they don't give a shit, Ben Askren. Fuck that guy.
Well, still no picture, huh?
I they may have done some. I think they did a little Valentine's Day present. Like, roses are red, violets are blue. You smell like poop. We updated your profile. I don't know. I don't rhyme. I bust my own rhymes. Roses are red, violets are blue. Eat a chunk of shit.
Your pussy is juicy and I love you.
You fucking...
I don't know.
Something or other. Something. Hey. And then last one, Brad Williams, comedian. Mm-hmm. He tweeted out, he said, never challenge a dwarf to a Fitbit step competition. Takes four of mine to match every one of yours. You have no chance. He's a little man.
Yeah.
Good for him. So who's going to win there? What do you like?
I like the Ben Askren one. That was pretty damn funny.
Fair enough.
I gotta go with that.
Well played by the UFC for a change.
Well played. They have a sense of humor, unlike the NFL.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah. Do some astronauts. I didn't even know I had a mouse over here. Right
always
on.
Got the mice. We should get a real mouse for the show. Play around.
Hamster. They're very squishy.
Squishy mice.
I've killed many a mouse.
Get a hamster.
And I overkill them, unfortunately.
Shove in your ass.
The shovel. Of all active fighters, which is your favorite to watch?
Active fighters?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go ahead and go with favorite active fighters.
Like
Nate Diaz?
Yep.
Nate Diaz is probably number one on my list, I would say.
Tough I like one. Adesanya, if he does, as long as he's not fighting fucking Anderson Silva.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say Tyron Woodley, but I don't think
he's your favorite.
I don't think you'd believe
you
that.
John, you love the John Jones. I like watching John, too.
Yeah, he's actually cool. I don't mind him.
Oh, now you're coming to war.
No, fuck
it took
that
you
guy.
10 years.
Fuck that guy. When he fights, I hope he loses.
He's like Mike Caine Velasquez. Or your John Jones is like Mike Caine Velasquez.
That's correct.
Fair enough.
I always pick wrong.
Right. I think you do on a purpose, like I do.
Probably.
Donald J. Turd asks, what is your prediction for the next one-year period for Ben Askren? Fights, outcomes, belts between today and February of 2020.
I'm going to go with one win, two losses.
Well, this first fight is very tough. Mm-hmm. And I don't give a fuck what all these people are saying. Again, if you have the wrestler, but imagine the fight. Ben Askren and Robbie Lawler, and Ben Askren can't get a takedown. What the fuck's going to happen?
Big problem. Lawler's dangerous. That's the thing. You don't know what you're going to get with Robbie Lawler. I don't know right now.
First round, I don't see him getting a takedown.
No.
And if he eats a lot of punishment, you got to remember, Ben was fighting a bunch of pies in other organizations. So this is a true challenge. Yes. So
big time.
I mean, I favor, actually, and you see a lot of guys that come in the UFC, their first fight is shit. Mm-hmm. See Hector Lombard, see Eddie Alvarez. It doesn't always translate. The guy who's a champion
Vanderlei
in Bellator.
Vanderlei Silva got KO'd, didn't he, his first fight?
Shogun, Forrest Griffin.
Yep.
Doesn't work out all the time. So I usually favor the UFC guy, and I'm going to favor Robbie in that fight. Mm-hmm. Any other fights? He may be a one and done. You know, he's not well-liked by Dana White.
I thought they squashed him.
I don't know. UFC Twitter does not like Ben Askren. And then when will Askren fight Khabib? And do you consider that a fight which must be made?
I don't think he will, because I don't think he's going to win enough to get close enough to Khabib.
And I don't think Khabib's coming back anytime soon. Mm-mm. Or at all. He may not come back.
He might not.
Do you think Sergey took this one in the ingo or in the mat? No contest due to strike to the MMA nuts.
I think he took it in both nuts.
Damn right. Hard.
Yes.
That may be... Well, I think someone else ruptured a testicle on one. They got kicked so hard.
Nice.
Fucking boop! Jared Christensen asks, everyone is creaming their pants over Stylebender. I am totally... But he hasn't fought a top-tier wrestler. How would he fare against a legit grappler like Yoel Romero? Well, I'll just say Yoel Romero scares the fuck out of me. I wouldn't want to fight him at all.
It's just like,
I think Yoel's a tough fight for everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, you know, Whitaker won, but he got fucked up in the process. So can Adesanya beat him? Sure, but that's... Like, what kind of damage are you going to suffer in that fight? Mm-hmm. Follow-up, if Cain Velasquez was to accept an open-weight fight against Dominic Cruz, how many years would it take for the fight to happen?
12.
Approximately never.
Somebody would keep getting injured, I think.
Yeah. Kevin Jones, at this point, I think they need to stop scheduling fights for these injury-prone fighters. Use them as an alternative in case a fighter drops last minute.
I like it.
General statement? Mm-hmm. True. Steepy Tap on Twitter asks, you're given a time machine and allowed to change something in martial arts history. What are you doing?
Martial arts history?
Yeah.
I would change Anderson Silva's leg break.
And make both legs break?
No.
You don't want that leg break to happen?
Nah. Mm. That was rough. That was rough to watch.
I would like Damian Maia to beat Anderson Silva. And submit him in their championship title fight.
Ooh, even better.
Like that one.
Thank you.
BJ Penn and GSP to go the full 5 rounds.
I knew he was going to say that.
It's terrible. Bitch.
I wouldn't want BJ Penn not to come out with that fucked up boxing stance.
Straight up. Come on. It's working really good in training camp.
What the hell's happening?
I don't know what the fuck they're doing in Hilo, but at any rate.
Smoking weed.
Yeah. Swimming with turtles. I would not let Hoyce Gracie fight Matt Hughes. Yeah, that one's got
to
get washed out.
Yep.
Take the bullshit DQ loss away from John Jones over Matt Hamill so he'd still be undefeated. Let's see. Steve K on MMA on Twitter posted this one. He said, your birthday month is who you have to fight. Let's see if I can reduce this a little bit. Mm. Well, you can get the gist. So January is CM Punk. February is Yoel Romero.
Oh, Jesus.
Enjoy.
I'm fucking
March dead. Is Robert Whittaker. April, Cain Velasquez. May, Nate Diaz. June, Brock Lesnar. July, John Jones. August is Lobov. September, Nurmagomedov. October, Ferguson. November, GSP. And December, McGregor.
Of course you get the easy one.
Well, you know, I was trying to rank them. I think if I have to choose weakest to strongest, I'm fighting CM Punk first, Lobov second, Connor third.
What about Kane?
Brock Lesnar four.
Kane is up there. He's not going to make it to the fight.
True.
Or two of the fight.
The guy I want to fight least on here is probably Yoel Romero.
Yeah, I get fucked in
Yoel February. And John, and then I'm also worried about cardio. I don't want to be handled by Nurmagomedov for fucking five rounds.
Suck.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Horrible feeling. To be handled by a man.
Yes. Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. What do you guys think of these quotes about Kane's fight at UFC Phoenix that I created, and which ones are the best representation of him? I appreciate the thumbs up, middle, and down response. AKA, annihilating knees again. And just like that, it's all over, Mike Goldberg. I don't understand. That's already established. Cain Velasquez was never my friend. Cain's body.
Ooh, that's pretty good, actually. I like that one. Thumbs up.
He was working on a single leg. TJ Dillashaw. Wakanda forever. I'm lukewarm on pretty much all. Would you rather go to the moon or to Mars?
The Mars.
Why?
Because fuck the moon.
You're never coming back. You go to Mars, isn't that like a 3-year trip?
I don't know. I'm coming back.
But moon, you can make it like a day.
A day?
Probably come back in a day. It's pretty close.
3 years, whatever.
Six round trip.
Is that one of those trips where you go, and it takes 3 years, but when you come back, you've only aged like 6 months because everyone else is, you know what I'm saying? Like time space.
You time traveling?
No.
Space time continuum?
It's the revolutions.
Is that the flux capacitor?
No, it's different.
Oh, I don't know.
It's just the Matt Damon movie.
I saw The Martian. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It's fucked
I
up,
just
right?
watched it the other day.
Crazy ass concept, but it makes sense to me.
Would you rather be the best at something no one cares about or be slightly above average but nowhere near the best at something people care about?
Well, it's only important to me that I care about it.
Right.
So fuck people.
Be the best.
Be the best at what I care about.
Would you rather receive $5,000 every week for the rest of your life or you and your best friend receive $1,000 for the rest of your life?
Every week?
Yes, both scenarios are every week.
Well, I would take the 5,000 because I could give my friend 2,000.
Exactly.
And then he would, that's simple math, sir.
I mean, or 1,000. You could just go 80-20 or whatever.
I give two. I
keep so
three.
Nice.
I give you three and give two. I keep the extra grand for
babies. And maybe a reach round.
Babies and shit. Something.
Wash your balls. Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 33, Female Wrestlers number 13. I don't know. First, we start with Naomi.
Holy moly.
Dead.
A lot of breast.
And then Peyton Royce. I almost said Peyton Hoyce.
Yeah, right.
I'm so used to that.
That's a lot of fake boob, though.
And then Sarah Logan. She looks angry.
That is not my style. I'm going to have to kill her.
Okay.
And she looks not.
I'll fuck her. Marry the middle one. Kill the first one.
Yeah, I'm going to kill the last one.
Okay.
I'm going to marry Naomi because that would be fucking fantastic for some reason. I don't know why.
It's too glittery.
I like glitter. A nice black woman to take care of me and shit. You know, that'd be solid. I'm in.
I hear you.
Why not?
Got any knowledge?
Did I ruin your...
No, I had two.
Okay.
So we're all good.
I'm good. I'll wait.
Here's... I'll make a speed bag on the cheap.
Ooh. Beat that one. Wow, that is a giant dildo.
Yeah, he's working it though.
He looks super
happy.
Look
at that technique.
Too. What's happening?
I don't know.
Why does he look so happy?
He's pounding something that he likes.
Oh, there's music too.
I can't. Oh my god. No, we're gonna get pulled right off. Cannot have that Rocky theme playing.
How's he got that dildo attached to the door?
I don't know. Seems to be a popular thing. I saw some other video where someone had put one. An airport on a luggage carousel, There's just a dildo comes out and just floats through, and they all the people are laughing as it's, you know, stick it straight up, wobbling around and whatever.
Nice. You can get one of those and stick it on the wall and do your lady, and it's like a threesome. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm so hungry right now.
You're
by the way. Oh my God.
Are you gonna eat?
I can't.
No.
I've been doing all that intermittent fasting, and then it's so good, but the last four nights just broke.
Yeah, I've been doing the fasting myself. It's. I think it's when you start to eat, it's hard to stop. Subsequent days, you have to like be strong for a few days.
Yeah, and then, you gotta get past that fucking burn.
Because the brain is weak, man. And once you start feeding that brain and giving in to the weakness, it's easier. Don't give in to the weakness, or just do.
I know.
Or just do.
No, I'm not giving in.
Just do.
I'm not giving in.
Eat a giant bowl of ice cream.
Well, we're gonna see what happens. There's some supplements that need to be supplemented.
Exactly.
Let's just say. Someone may or may not have gotten a medical marijuana card.
Right.
May have gone shopping today.
May.
Anyways, that's it. Shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.
Choo.